Back in January, I did a big poll to better understand the problems that you, my listeners, are currently dealing with. And one of the biggest problems that came up was something I just really haven't talked a lot about yet. Hormones. There were four categories of hormonal questions that came up around periods, pregnancy and postpartum, perimenopause, and PCOS, the four P's. I find that most conversations around these hormones make them sound super complicated or that you can never fix them, but in reality, they can be explained and supported in super simple ways. So I wanted to create my own series showing you exactly how I think of and support hormones for myself and my clients at each of these stages. Today's topic is all about postpartum hormones, and I'll be answering what exactly is going on in postpartum hormones, what is normal for a postpartum body, what is abnormal, and how to naturally and gently balance postpartum hormones after a pregnancy. Today is part two in our Healthy Hormone series focusing on postpartum. Stay tuned for part three and part four, perimenopause and PCOS, or check out the last episode to learn more about periods. Hey friend, welcome to the Better Belly Podcast. If you're currently trying endless supplements, doctor visits, and diet changes to heal your mystery symptoms, you are in the right place. We're here to solve the real root causes behind your gut, hormones, skin, sleep, and brain concerns, literally anything and everything in your body. My name is Allison Jordan. I'm a functional medicine practitioner that has supported over 150 clients just like you to heal problems that no one has been able to fix. You don't need a perfect diet or a random supplement you found on Instagram to heal. You need a proven system that heals your whole body from the inside out. That's what I'm here to share with you, episode by episode. It's time to make health easy again. And just as a reminder, this information is not meant to diagnose, manage, or treat disease. Always consult with your own health practitioner before you make any changes to your health. Hey guys, if you didn't already know, we have something super exciting coming up. Woohoo! We are about to have our 200th episode come out on the Better Belly Podcast. And to celebrate this, I am having a 200th episode giveaway where everyone who participates automatically gets $200 off of the Better Belly Blueprint. How do you enter? Number one, you're going to leave a rating and review for the Better Belly Podcast on Apple Podcast or Spotify between now and May 29th. You're going to take a screenshot of that rating and review, and then you're going to go to betterbellytherapies.com/giveaway and fill out our 200th episode giveaway form. By the way, all these links are in the show notes. Once you do that, you are going to automatically receive an email with a code for $200 off the Better Belly Blueprint, which you can use until May 31st, 2024 at midnight. And then even bonus, so you all by participating will automatically get that code. But additionally, whoever submits a rating and review to our giveaway will also be entered for a full scholarship prize of the Better Belly Blueprint, which is a value of $997. Guys, do you want to win literally free gut health advice, access to ordering labs, unlimited lifetime support from me and my coaches on how to heal your gut so that you can feel confident every step of the way? Even if nothing has ever worked for you, nothing else that you've tried has worked for you. Diets and doctors and supplements, expensive supplements, even if those have not worked for you, do not worry. This program is literally built for people, for all the people, all y'all out there where nothing else has worked to heal your gut, to poop daily, ditch acid reflux, and balance your hormones. So if this is you and you've been on the struggle bus, then you want to enter this giveaway so that you can get $200 off the Better Belly Blueprint until May 31st at midnight. So again, leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify between now and May 29th, and you will automatically get that $200 and you will be entered to win a full scholarship ride. And by the way, do not be shy about joining the Better Belly Blueprint. If you know that's your next step and you enter the giveaway, join. And if you are the winner of the giveaway and the full scholarship ride, then I will automatically refund anything that you had paid to join, and you'll be in. you'll have that full scholarship ride. So guys, I'm so excited. We have just 3 more weeks before episode 200, and this all is going to be ending out in May. So end of May. Go and leave a rating and review now. And again, if you want to know any of these things and have easy, easy links to get this all in, just go down to the show notes and I have links for you there. But now for today's podcast topic, we're going to be talking about balancing hormones postpartum. So when I was doing all this polling and asking you guys what you need support in your health with, hormones came up a lot, and specifically balancing hormones after pregnancy. Now, I got to DM with some of you guys in my Instagram account and ask you just more, like, tell me more about what do you want to know. And a lot of what you guys were saying is you want to just know how to balance your hormones again, postpartum, not so much having like problems with it, but some questions about what's normal, what's abnormal, how can you get yourself to feeling normal again, getting your hormones back to normalcy. The word normal came up a lot. And then there was a couple people, who had actual problems that they were running into. So I have recorded this episode with all sorts of details and examples of things that are normal, things that are abnormal, and what you can do in both situations to just help encourage your body along back into normalcy, since that's clearly what y'all want. Okay, so to begin us off, I'm going to actually start answering the question, what is postpartum? Like what's actually going on? So the postpartum season after you give birth is the body getting quote unquote back to your normal, but not completely, primarily if you are breastfeeding. So if you are breastfeeding part-time or full-time at all, your body's getting little subtle cues to not completely go back to normal. Because if you remember, like when you are quote unquote normal, you're also not producing milk. So when you are breastfeeding, your body's getting regular signals to keep producing milk, which is a great, great like thing that nature does for us. And I know that maybe you're listening and it's been hard to, if you've ever had pregnancies where it was hard to make milk, I'm not going to dive into that, but we're assuming that everything's working normally. As long as a baby is actually still sucking for milk from you, your body still thinks it should make some, which is pretty cool. However, some details on postpartum. I want you guys to think, postpartum, going from pregnant to postpartum, is the equivalent of taking 100 birth control pills a day to 0 a day by day 3 after giving birth. This is the largest hormone shift in the shortest amount of time in the human life cycle. Men don't go through anything nearly as complicated as this. You know, this is laughable when you compare it to, puberty, that whether it's a boy or a girl going through puberty, it's a lot of hormone shifting, but it's for a more drawn out, longer period of time. And it's not nearly as, high to low different, in just quantity of hormones. So you are going through all this and you additionally have a totally new life to take care of that can commonly have problems. This new life can commonly have problems with basic and integral parts of their life, particularly eating and sleeping, let alone just being happy day to day, maybe because they have colic or because other problems of discomfort, digestion, breathing, all these things. They're so simple, and yet it's actually fairly common for that baby to just nail down those really simple things that we take for granted as adults and fully grown human beings. So it's a big thing going on. Now, we know it's normal that you're going to go from this 100 birth control pills a day to 0 by day 3. And when you do this, you are going through one of the biggest detoxes in your life. So there's a lot of things that can feel weird that are still normal for a postpartum season. Some examples of this are having night sweats, especially in like the first month, maybe 2 months after having a baby. I actually went through this and I knew exactly what was going on. These night sweats are what happens actually in perimenopause too, when your hormones are high. And what'll happen with perimenopause, which is very different than postpartum, is that perimenopause, it'll like drop very suddenly and then go high and drop very suddenly. And that's why you can get hot flashes in the middle of the day. You can get them and they only last 2 minutes. But for pregnant women, typically you're going to notice a problem where maybe you're sleeping in the middle of the night, you wake up and you are in a pile, in a pool of sweat. And this has to do with your liver. The liver is one of the favorite parts of our body that I love talking about, again, because I love talking about things that just few people are talking about. Your liver is your number one detox organ, and it's solely responsible, almost solely responsible for getting estrogen out of the body. And as well as a whole slew of other toxins, producing bile, balancing your blood sugar, and storing your iron. It's a very, very important organ, and it's very large. It filters almost 2 liters of blood per minute. So I want you to imagine a 2 liter bottle of pop being poured out. It can pour out almost that. It's 1.7 liters of blood per minute. It could do an entire almost 2 liter bottle of soda in a minute of pushing out that blood. However, if it goes into a increased rate of detox, that actually can speed up. And when that speeds up, because blood and the movement of blood is a main way that we heat our body, when you have that increased rate of movement, then you actually heat up and you will sweat. So waking up in this pool of sweat and like in the kind of 1 to 2 months after you gave birth is going to be normal as your body's getting rid of these excess hormones and just learning to balance them out and not be on this kind of pregnancy hormone high again. And again, I would consider myself in a very, very healthy state during both my pregnancy and postpartum, and I still experienced it. I know some women don't, but it's very normal. If it lasts longer than that 1 to 2 months and you keep having them, especially at night or in the middle of the day, that's a big sign that your hormones are struggling a lot more and you do need a lot more support. But that's like an example of normal or not normal. Another thing that's normal that you've probably heard about is losing your hair. Again, because of this massive drop in hormones, your body suddenly recombobulates itself and it actually, there's all these different things like human growth hormone that's changing in your body. And so when those drop, your hair cells, which are really, really sensitive and they need constant input to keep growing, they will actually die temporarily. And that will cause that hair to actually end and then fall out. And then it'll start to regrow again. You'll get all these little fuzzies in your hair. Women notoriously hate this experience, but it's super common. What you don't want to see is your hair keep falling out or not grow back. Like say it's fallen out, but then you don't get your fuzzies again. And so your hair is just simply thinner. That would be a version of normal versus abnormal. You want to see that growth come back. Another example of normal versus not normal is your period not coming back until you're totally done breastfeeding. This is, again, because as you're getting these signals to breastfeed from the baby actually breastfeeding, the body says we still need to produce milk, and you're typically going to see that your hormone, like you're not going to get these hormone dips where estrogen and progesterone go high and low and then you bleed. You're typically not going to see that. Now, I totally have had a friend who was, I don't know, I think she was in just her first or second month postpartum and she was full-time breastfeeding. Baby was eating just fine. She was producing milk just fine. And she still got pregnant in that time period. I do find it a little suspicious though, because this friend of mine also had a difficult time getting pregnant. Took her almost a year to get pregnant, if not longer now that I think about it. It took her a while to get pregnant and they didn't end up needing to do anything like IVF, but she was working with a fertility clinic and taking some things like NAC, which is actually a detox hormone, or it's a detox nutrient, helps the liver function, and acetylcysteine. And she really sees a big difference in taking N-acetylcysteine and then getting pregnant shortly after that. My observation is that she had a lot of things going on with her health before getting pregnant, just different things, problems with her weight, problems with her energy, problems with her mood, of course, problems getting giving birth conceiving. And that the conceiving was really just the tip of the iceberg, even though she saw it as the main problem. And I see this with a lot of women where you think I've got some eczema, or I've got thin hair, or I've got really painful periods, or I get migraines once a week or several times a month. Whatever your symptoms are, you get bloating, you get indigestion, you think, the problems aren't that bad, don't need to do anything about it. And then you try to conceive and you have a difficult time doing it. Well, your hormones are already not super happy. And so one of my theories and one of my personal thoughts that just research, we don't have a lot of research on women and babies and pregnancy and postpartum, because the research would technically be unethical, that if we try to do research, you have to have a control group where you do nothing to them. And then you have to do a test group where you do something to them. And if that something you do is actually harmful, then it is like you're responsible for everybody in that test group having whatever harmful thing comes out of it happen to them. So we've mostly only been able to observe pregnancies, but not do it in a controlled way, which is required for the scientific method. So unfortunately, there's not a lot of data out there on why some women can get pregnant when they're breastfeeding and why a lot of women don't. But my personal thought, when you actually look at what we do know about how women's hormones work, is like, it's like when you're spotting when you're on the birth control pill, right? So maybe you were put on the birth control pill for just birth control, or maybe you're put on it because you have a bunch of symptoms that you're dealing with, acne or really painful periods or really heavy periods that's giving you anemia, whatever it is. But then you are taking this thing that's supposed to be controlling your hormones, kind of like breastfeeding. Breastfeeding is supposed to control your hormones, but you still spot through it. The same thing can happen where you're breastfeeding, but you can still get pregnant through it, or you're breastfeeding, but you can still have a period through it. And doctors are not quick to say like, oh, it's unhealthy or it's bad if you gave birth or if you have a period while you're still breastfeeding, or it's bad if you got pregnant while you're still breastfeeding. Some women are super happy, especially if it's, you know, they had a hard time giving birth. It's like a happy coincidence. But in my mind, what we know about how the majority of women, when they're breastfeeding full time, don't have periods and don't get pregnant, it's a sign to me that the hormones still aren't super great. So, that is something that I think about when I'm thinking about what's normal and what's abnormal. And, you know, my husband and I, after giving birth, because we didn't know, were we going to be somebody who was going to be fertile after we gave birth, we decided to always use protection until I had a period consistent again, because we just didn't know, was that going to be one day where I was going to happen to be fertile. I did track my temperature, which did not follow a normal period cycle at all. But you actually, before you have your first period, before you have your very first period after giving birth, you will ovulate. So you ovulate, which is invisible, like there's no blood coming out of you. And then if it's a normal time period, it'd be 2 weeks later, and then you have a period. So you're actually fertile before you even have your first period the very first time. And that's what makes it a little dangerous to have sex unprotected after giving birth. And why you might get pregnant. But so I have no idea if I would have been fertile for any of those time periods, but we didn't get pregnant at all after giving birth, if you want to know about that. Now, if you want to know more about how our hormones go high and then low, and how they move throughout our cycle when you are a normal menstruating woman, aka you're not pregnant. So how do we ovulate? How do we have periods? When do periods get weirdness? Go and listen to episode 196, the episode right previous to this, and I talk all the details on periods, not super detailed, but honestly, I hope in a totally new way that helps you really understand periods better. Because again, periods are like a detox. Postpartum is like a detox season. You're trying to get all these hormones out of your body fairly fast in a packaged way that where they don't recirculate in your body. And while also actually keeping up some of your hormones if you are breastfeeding. If you're not breastfeeding, all this happens even faster, although the roller coaster will come to an end more sharply and you'll be off of it. Something that's not normal postpartum is going to be if you are done breastfeeding and you finished it, like you haven't been breastfeeding, and it's like 3+ months after you've stopped breastfeeding and your period hasn't come back, that's leaning in the side of abnormal. The longer it's been, past 3 months, since you stopped breastfeeding, and if your period hasn't come back, the more abnormal that becomes. And questions I'm always encouraging my clients to think about in situations like this is, what was my health like before I even got pregnant? Did I have a hard time conceiving? Did I have really bad gas and bloating? Did I have acne, like adult acne? Did I have eczema? Did I have acid reflux? The more symptoms you had going on in the background, those things don't heal when you like magically when you get pregnant. Now, some things do, but it's kind of like this like plain, like it's actually more annoying, right? When your OBGYN or midwife's like, oh, whatever problem you're dealing with, that'll go away as soon as you give birth the first time, or after you get pregnant the first time, you won't have any painful periods anymore. That is true for some women. And I think it just must be this big autocorrect or like reset to the system. Because also having a baby and giving birth again, it's this huge detox where actually some of your toxins, not to be super depressing, y'all, some of your toxins go to the baby. Some of the toxins are going to go to the placenta. Some of the toxins are going to come out in your blood. Like you're going to, It's this huge toxin waste removal process when you give birth. That can be a big reset for somebody who's maybe who has too many toxins that's keeping them from having a normal period. But it might not necessarily go away. And I know a lot more of my clients who say after I gave birth, my problems didn't go away, or they got worse, or they came back and then my doctor didn't know what to do. So here's what to do if you want to balance your hormones naturally after postpartum or during postpartum. There's a little bit of both here. So number one, I do want to tell you to give yourself time. I know that there's going to be certain time periods where it's been too long and time is not what you need to heal anymore, but just be gentle with yourself. Just know it's just going to take time. It's going to take time for the baby to grow. It's going to take time for your body to heal. Give yourself the gift of time. Another big thing that I see super important is sleep. And I know that sounds super dumb, potentially like, duh, sleep's important. However, I had a client come to me once who her youngest child was a 5-year-old. And when we did her intake, we found a whole bunch of sources of things to work on for overall health. She was dealing with fatigue and brain fog, and she was getting infections in her breasts, even though she wasn't breastfeeding because she had a 5-year-old, she wasn't doing any of that. And they didn't know why. Doctors didn't know why. But I said, let's just help your whole body feel healthy. And one of the big things that came up in my intake with her is that her 5-year-old daughter woke up 2 or 3 times a night, came and got her, and she had to put her back to bed for her daughter to go back to sleep. And I told her, I'm not going to tell you any supplements to take or any diet to change. We're going to do your labs, but I'm not going to tell you anything to do until you tell me your daughter's sleeping regularly. So she found a sleep specialist to help her daughter sleep through the night. And immediately, so many things started to improve: her brain fog, her focus, her energy, because she was sleeping. And so it kind of took a little push for me to say, this is important. So even though, yes, you can't make a 2-week-old sleep through the night, I want to encourage you to prioritize that. If you're like, oh my gosh, I have a 1-year-old and they're still not sleeping through the night, get a sleep specialist. They are amazing at this. Get a sleep consultation, pay out of pocket for it. Like, do what you have to do. We did that with my family. We needed 1 session and it fixed everything. We got the information we needed to know to work around the problems we were running into, even though we'd already Googled it and read books on it and, you know, tried to understand it better. We just got the missing information we needed to know, and baby started sleeping through the night, and it changed our lives. We were much less stressed, slept a lot more, had more relaxation time. It was amazing. So sleep of you and your baby is super important. And then the next thing that I would have you do is support your liver. Now, I have a liver support protocol for $7 that you can get, where you get the exact things I use to support my liver safely while I was breastfeeding. You can just go to betterbellytherapies.com/liver or click the link in the show notes and get that liver support. But like I said, if that liver's working overtime, and it is automatically postpartum, then you want to support it. And you can actually do that with some simple supplements and routines and lifestyle choices. Very simple, guys. Very, very minimal. Things that are very hands-off that you can do while you're still breastfeeding, or if you're done breastfeeding. So support the liver would be the very next thing you can do. And then the next thing that I recommend is test. If you have minimal symptoms, I'm clearly postpartum, but I'm not getting crazy migraines. My period's not coming back really weird or really strong when I'm done breastfeeding or when I'm still breastfeeding. If your hair is growing back, you know, the falling out period finished, your hair is starting to grow back, and all that's fairly normal, I just recommend 1 test, and it's called the HTMA test. And this is a hair sample test to look for mineral imbalance in the body. Mineral depletion is super, super common for women who are pregnant. You give so much of your nutrients to that baby, and that's the test I did after I gave birth to my daughter back in 2022. And it was so helpful to see exactly what was going on in that test. And then I knew exactly how to support myself. And I teach you how to analyze that test and how to create a little protocol for yourself based off of your unique results in my program, the Better Belly Blueprint. And if you do have a lot of symptoms, say you don't have minimal symptoms, you have a lot of symptoms. You're getting migraines, you're in pain, you have fatigue, you can't sleep, you have insomnia, you have depression. What I do recommend is you get even more testing. If you're getting bloating, if you're getting acid reflux, if you're getting constipation, diarrhea, do the full range of testing that I recommend in the Better Belly Blueprint. I recommend the GI MAP test, which is a stool test, which is more sensitive to any stool test you can get through a doctor. The organic acids test, which is a urine-based test for pathogens, neurotransmitter balance, oxalate load, all sorts of things you may have never heard of that can be deeply impacting your body. The Zoomer Bundle, which is the best food sensitivity test out there that you can do with a finger prick, so you don't have to go get blood drawn anywhere. Just do it straight in your home. And then the Dutch test, which is a urine-based test for hormones, for sex and adrenal gland hormones, which I pretty much only recommend if you're completely done breastfeeding, but your period hasn't come back in 3+ months, or if it came back, but it is just wonky. It's light, it's heavy, you're spotting, it's super painful, whatever. If it's not good, that's a great test to add on if you are done breastfeeding. So these are all tests that I offer in my program, the Better Belly Blueprint, to help you get to the root of your health and not just balance your hormones, but actually heal your gut and heal your entire body. Get to the root of everything going on. You can get my free micro training on how to heal your gut, to poop daily, ditch acid reflux, and balance your hormones by going to betterbellytherapies.com/training or click the link in the show notes. You can learn the exact steps you need to heal your gut even when nothing else has worked to heal it. Diet, doctor visits, supplements, you name it. So go to betterbellytherapies.com/training to learn how to heal your gut, to balance your hormones, or click the link in the show notes. But I hope that helps you guys understand postpartum a little bit better and ground yourself. And are you a normal? Are you an abnormal? What's going on? And how can you support yourself next? You do not have to be stuck. You don't have to wait around twiddling your thumbs, hoping everything turns out all right, or being surprised or confused if it's not turning out all right. There are steps you can take. And my program, the Better Belly Blueprint, is designed to help you get there in the most customized, unique way possible, while also getting the best lab testing out there, so you never have to hear again from a doctor, "Your labs look normal." Because if you don't feel normal, there is something abnormal going on in you, and it's just a matter of finding it and being able to see it with the best lab testing out there. So I look forward to seeing you guys on our next episode, and I hope this was helpful. Catch you guys next week. Hey friend, I hope you loved this episode. If you've been a fan for a while or are newly loving this podcast, can you do me a favor? Drop into Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. When you leave a review, you do so much. You help me know you're listening, you can tell me what you're loving so I know what to make more of, and you help others by boosting this podcast so other people like you can find the podcast too. I mean, it's a win-win-win, right? So if you want a way to pay it forward, just go to Apple Podcasts or click the link in my show notes and leave a rating and review. And if you want some more free stuff, just head over to my free Facebook group, betterbellytherapies.com/Facebook, and you can get access to all of my free support for you, including some Facebook group exclusive stuff like my podcast episode vault, where you can search the Better Belly podcast by topic and find exactly what you need to expedite your healing. I cannot wait to see you in there. Catch you guys next week.